So welcome everybody to the iPhone Users Group VIP version for January 22nd, 2025. Oh my gosh. Anyway, the one thing I want to bring up today or talk about is it's called text replacement. It's basically a shortcut, and it's a very useful and powerful tool. It's how it works. It's say there's something that you write a lot, for example, your email address, or I just created one today called "Please cancel the following trips." Or so anyway, you can create a shortcut of two or three letters that will automatically generate a phrase that you would like to instead of typing it all out. For example, my email address is CherylSJX@bellsouth.net. So I just type CJX and it generates my entire email address. And it saved so much time. So, hey, Tristan, welcome in. We're talking about text replacement. So it's basically a shortcut. So, and I created another one today. PCT. Please cancel trips for... And then that way I don't have to type that in. I just type in the person's name that I want them to cancel the trip for. This is a work-related thing. But anyway, so in order to do text replacement, you would go to General in Settings. Go to General, go to Keyboards, and one of the first things you'll see under Keyboards is Text Replacement. So it'll ask you to type in the phrase. Well, you tap on Add, and then you type in the phrase you want to automatically generate, and then below that you type in the three-letter characters that you want to have that phrase generated by, and then you go up to the top, select Save, and then you're all done. It's reasonably easy.
That's kind of like the old macros that you used to be able to create on a computer.
Exactly.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing, Mark, because I had a lot of them when I worked. But yeah, that's neat.
It can come in real handy. I've used that email address one quite a bit.
Yeah, that is neat because I know I would like to be able to type in... This is Mar, because whenever I dictate Mar, it thinks I'm saying Ma, and I cannot get it to do Mar. It either does Ma or Mark. So that would be really handy.
Well, you can type, create a shortcut that TMI. You know, for this is, you know, I don't know if you want to do TIM in case you know somebody named Tim.
Mar, I can remember when you were March.
Oh, yes. I was March 4th on Parker's computer sometimes.
Yes, you were.
That's why I said that. I remember when that happened.
Well, Cheryl, I have another Praise Ira story. I was doing this Dropbox thing today to try and get my friend Kevin set up with Dropbox. And I had to delete the two computers that he wasn't using from his Dropbox because he's only got the basic subscription. And so I could not get to it. And I worked and I worked and I worked. So finally... My roommate suggested I call Ira, so I did. I did not know that they can use quick access like Windows does and get into your computer and, you know, do things. So they did, and oh my gosh, it just happened so fast after that.
They are nothing shy of amazing. There's just no limit to what IRA can be used for. We refer to them, we refer to them as sight in your pocket, sight on demand.
Yeah, I mean, like, Be My Eyes is pretty cool for, you know, certain things, but, you know, I was actually logged into the account and things like that. So I just trusted IRA a little more. And it was interesting because when I first called, I got a guy with a little bit of a language barrier. But he said, oh, I just noticed my shift is done, so I have to leave. And I'm like, what are you going to do then? Well, he actually gave me an extra 5 minutes, and he hooked me up with another lady who was just fantastic, and he gave her the instructions that he'd looked up on how to do it and everything, so it was all connected very smoothly and seamlessly.
That's my one peeve about IRA is you need to be mindful of what time it is, because if it's on the top of the hour, chances are it's going to be in the middle of somebody's shift change. So I try to wait till at least 5-10 minutes after the hour before I initiate an IRA call.
Well, that's good to know, because so they actually clock in and work from home or whatever they do?
Oh, yeah, they get paid.
Okay.
I know I had an experience the other day. I was getting packages from Amazon. And sometimes they will call on the directory and bring it up to me. Most of the time, though, if they get let in by somebody else, or even if I let them in, they will either come inside the building and there's a table right by the door that they can put packages on. But a lot of times there are benches out in the little vestibule before you actually get into the building proper, and they'll leave the packages there. So I got a notice, your package is so many stops away, and I timed it out kind of, and then I went down to look for them, and no, they didn't call the directory. Somebody must have let them in. So I'm down there seeing all these, you know, there were a few packages sitting on this bench, and I called IRA because it was freezing. I mean, you are not in the main part of the building. It's just a first door where the directory phone is and things like that to be able to get into the building here proper. And it was freezing. And I got an IRA agent, and she started looking at the packages, and I felt bad because then some sighted person came in from the outside and asked me if I needed any help, and they found the packages, and the lady was so nice. I said, I'm sorry. She said, that's fine. You found them, you know. But yeah, those are the kinds of things you can do.
Oh yeah, with And it's funny because you got people all around you, and it's obvious you're struggling with something. But until you call an IRA agent and you say out loud, I'm looking for a bench over in such and such area, then you've got all kinds of sighted people say, oh, well, right over here. Like, maybe I should just pretend to call IRA and say that, and maybe somebody will step up.
I just got a lanyard. It's actually a little phone case that has a lanyard on it. So I'd have to take my other phone case off, which isn't hard to do. And I can put the phone in there. Can you use a front-facing camera for things like that? Or how does that work? When you use a lanyard and you're walking around trying to get things done?
I usually use the back-facing camera.
Okay, so you put your phone in there upside down then.
Let's see. Actually, I'm wrong. They used the front-facing camera, so you would turn it with the screen facing outward.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Because when you first start the call with them, your phone is face up, and they can see you right away, and then you can go ahead and figure out what you're going to want them to do. But yeah, it's the front-facing camera, which I like better. I don't know why I seem to think that front-facing camera might be bigger or give you a bigger picture or something. I don't know if that's true or not.
You know, I ordered a lanyard from Amazon, I guess it was, but when I put the phone in correctly, it was upside down when it was, you know, hanging. I thought, well, that's not going to work for Ira.
I know, I think we had a demo from AT Guys, and I think I had talked with them about, and I haven't ordered it yet, that they sold lanyards that they thought worked out pretty well for people.
Well, I went to the ACV convention that was here in Jacksonville in July, and they had these little lanyards that went over, that were adjustable, went around your neck, and they had a little pocket in the front where the phone could just slip into the pocket, and that's what I used, and it works really well.
And you can still operate the phone in there, you know, like flick and do whatever you need to do if you have to do it.
Well, if I want to do something with the phone, I take it out of the lanyard. But this is basically for when I'm using Ira and they're looking at, and I need to be hands-free.
Yeah, that's what my problem is with the AI, Be My AI. I've had an issue this week with my Roku stick. I was watching it and all of a sudden it just quit. And so I had Be My AI take a picture of the screen. And it's really hard because you're trying to point the camera at the screen and it's kind of the opposite way to where your hands are to hit that button that says take picture. And so I can see to some degree where people who have the glasses really get into knowing that when your hand's free like that, that would be an advantage.
Well, you know, you can use the volume buttons on the side to snap the camera, right?
Yeah, and Be My Eyes, you can actually use that volume button to snap the picture.
Okay, I guess I didn't know that, because it's kind of awkward sometimes to have the way you hold your phone and point it at whatever it is you want to point it at, and then it doesn't always want to deal with me tapping something with my thumb being at the bottom of the screen, you know, where the take picture button is. Sometimes it registers and sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah, I was glad when they added that to it to use the volume button to snap the picture, because you know, you'd always jar the phone when you tried to double tap the face of the phone.
And then you'd get that message, the picture's a little blurry. Well,
oh yeah.
Has anybody heard of the Google AI Studio that's supposed to be kind of like real-time AI?
No, I didn't hear anything about that.
Hank was talking about it at the 1 o'clock hour, and I had never heard of it either, so I was going to see if any of you guys have heard anything about it. Supposedly, it's like an AI assistant that instead of taking pictures, it does video in real time, and you can ask it questions like, what do you see? Kind of like the Meta Ray-Ban.
Seems like I read something about that. I didn't get into it, though. I should have, maybe.
Yeah, me too, Terry, now that she mentions it.
Probably one of my emails I get from what's his name.
I don't remember getting that one, but my curiosity is piqued.
What's his name? Is it usually called David Goldfield?
Something like that.
Does anybody know they're having a demo tonight? Pascal Library or something? I think that's where it's from. On something called ClicksType, and it's supposed to be whether it's another keyboard or an app to make typing on your phone easier or something like that.
I had not heard of that, but I can't imagine how that works.
I don't remember having seen anything about that.
Well, I signed up for it, so I'll let you know. Just what you're actually supposed to be able to do with it over and above a Bluetooth keyboard, or whether it is another type of Bluetooth keyboard or whatever. But I did sign up for it, and I think I'll be able to go to it.
Yeah, give us a report, because Wednesday night's not good for us. We're all at center stage over here, so that would be good.
Yeah, right. Yeah, okay. And the other thing, I am still trying to find a way to read documents that are like in landscape format and have them read the columns and everything in the proper order so that you can email them to yourself and then fill them out and print them They do a lot of stuff like that. They do a lot of stuff here for signing up with things. And they give you the paper and you're supposed to fill it out. You know, are you going to attend this function or that function or whatever? And I can do the email part to myself fine and you know, get it in a format where you could fill it out, but it's the columns are not displayed correctly for me to do that.
I'm not aware of an app that program that would do that. Does anybody here know that? And welcome in, Hank.
Hello, sir. I'm late. I was on the phone with my internet company, and it took forever. I had a few things to straighten out. But luckily, that's done. And a program for what? I just heard something about columns or something, like for tables. If that's what you're looking for, I don't know of any apps or.
Yeah, it's like in landscape format so that it goes across the page and, you know, on the left column, it might say the name of an event. And then on the next column, it might say the date of it. And then on the next column to the right, it might say the time. And then there's a yes or a no if you're going to attend or whatever.
So you're looking for something to create like a table like that, or you're trying to read it and you're just trying to find a better way of accessing it?
She's looking for something she can email herself and that it would read properly. I'm not sure, because a lot of times when I get emails and it goes through all the headings at one time, and then down below, it reads all the answers. So you have to almost memorize which order the headings are in order to get the information.
Yeah, it's a document. It's a piece of paper that I get, and I scan it, and I'm able to email it to myself, but it's even when you've scanned it and not emailed, just reading it, it doesn't read the columns in the proper order.
Yeah, that's a tough one. When you scan it with your phone, or do you do it like with a scanner with your computer? And you're emailing it to your to yourself so you could see it on your phone or on your computer?
I scan it with my phone. I use the VD scan program. I scan it with my phone and email it to myself and then to fill it out, I think I do read the, I would read the email on my computer so that I can fill it out from my computer and print it to submit it where it needs to go.
Fortunately, I'm not sure if it, if it's in a table, you can do control alt left and right arrows to go through the different boxes. But if it's not a table, I don't know. Just try control right arrow to go word by word, or yeah, that's a tough one.
Yeah, because it's the VD scan. It doesn't have any kind of settings like your old. I wish we were back in the days where when I, because I've got a Reading Edge scanner, and you could tell it how to format the document that it's reading, and then you could send it to your computer, you know, through a DOS command. You had a cable hooked up to your computer, and it was beautiful. And I'm thinking, with all the technology we have today, it's the VD scan program that does not have any adjustments like that. It just reads it the way it wants to read it.
Do you have a scanner anymore, Chris?
Yes, I have the Reading Edge. Now there is a scanner on my printer, which I have not really figured out how to use. My printer is not the most accessible thing in the world, and I don't know if that would make any difference to have the printer scanner do it, but then how I would get it to an area where I could fill it out.
Yeah. The other thing is, I'm wondering if, because, what's the name of that? I just thought of it. It's Seeing AI, which is another app on the phone, has a document, they call them channel. And I know there's like a batch scan and stuff like that in there. And I'm just wondering if that has some kind of formatting. Has anybody had any experience with that and formatting documents?
I have used a document scanner on CNAI, but only to read something. I've never had to format or do anything with it, just so I could read it and see what the page said.
Because I know there are some choices, because I scanned a book that way once. Used one of those Donnie something or other stands and scanned a book with it. And it worked pretty good. But I didn't really explore if there are options within that channel to format the scan text.
And I don't know if you have, because I have a printer scanner as well, which is, I got not too long ago, somebody gave it to me. It's a huge brother's one. It even got a phone on it for fax machine and phone calls. I need to get a smaller, better one. But I do have OpenBook, so I just use OpenBook to do the scanning, so I don't touch the buttons on the scanner itself. That's the only other thing I could suggest. Fortunately, I don't know how much OpenBook costs. The state gave it to me a long time ago.
The other possibility, because JAWS has a scan utility in it now, and I'm just wondering if a person could hook that up with your scanner and do it. It's kind of a replacement for OpenBook, but it's not really an iPhone thing. So I don't want to get too much into it, but there is that too.
Well, I know I think I've tried to use the document scanner in Seeing AI, and I always get, you know, like right edge not visible, left edge not visible, or whatever, and I kind of gave up on it. Most of the time when I use that, I use the short text thing. But I can certainly play around with it. It would just seem to me, with all the things that you're able to do today, and I know sometimes we have higher expectations of this technology than probably we should, but it would just seem like with all the things that we do, that we can do, that there would be a way that could be done.
Yeah, it's funny. A lot of stuff has gotten so much better for us, but other things have gone backwards.
I wonder if you could scan it. If you're able to transfer it from the Reading Edge to computer and use JAWS to extract the information, fill out the form, and then send it. What a multi-step process.
Well, the Reading Edge, and I don't even think I have the cable anymore that I used to hook up to my computer, but it's a DOS thing that it does. And I'm not real sure how Windows 11 would handle that, even if I did have a cable where I could hook it up that way. I don't know.
Oh, I used to have a Reading Edge. Boy, I spent many hour scanning stuff with that.
Oh yeah. At one time, I did have a cable hooked up to it. And anything I would get from work that I knew I needed to save or whatever, I mean, it was very, very easy to, and it would format everything fine, become a text document that you could put on your computer and save it. And, you know, even, I'd love to see something like that, you know, for the iPhone, an app for something like that for the iPhone.
I don't know. That would be something to look into, you know, maybe even worth asking Apple this, if a person can figure out how to word it.
Yeah, that's the thing. With a lot of these technical support things, that's one of the biggest problems you have, is nobody wants to give you a telephone number to contact. To talk to somebody. I'm dealing with that with my cable company right now. And it's all, well, get on the chat. You know, come on the chat and talk to the agent that way. Well, I've done it, but it's yuck.
Believe me, I know about looking for phone numbers for companies, because they bury that information deep inside their web pages. It's like, really? They just don't want to talk to anybody.
And items of interest, we have a company phone numbers for accessibility. Be surprised how many there is in there.
Well, I'll tell you, Amazon's accessibility assistance is going way downhill. I had a thing this morning. I used Ira again because I wanted to sign in under my friend's account. And when I went onto the Amazon website, I got a CAPTCHA. And it said, we just want to make sure you're not a robot. Type the characters you see. Well, there was no audio choice. You know, a lot of places have audio choices. And so I finally called Ira, and the gentleman took a picture of it and read it to me, and I typed it in and I got on right away. But oh my goodness.
I had that happen to me the other day, Mark. And somehow or other, I bypassed it. But yes. And they also, which I was really squeamish about doing this, but I did it, because I ordered some decongestant and some cough medicine since I've been sick. And they made me put in my state ID number. And they said, it said, why am I seeing this? And I clicked on that link because I thought, why are you asking for that? And they said, your state, many states now are asking for that kind of information when you're, and it didn't really say because I was ordering cough medicine and or decongestant. That's probably it, because I wasn't ordering any other basic drugs. But so you got to look at that now too.
Yeah, when there's a CAPTCHA, sometimes there's it's an image, and if you focus it, was it Be My Eyes or whatever? I think it is on my. I got to Be My Eyes on my computer, and it'll actually read the image. Or sometimes I have to download the image of the CAPTCHA and then go into my downloads and it'll read it in there.
That is a lot to go through.
Yeah, I tried doing it with PictureSmart, And I don't know whether I just wasn't focusing, because they had a lot of images on the page for other things. And I don't know if I wasn't focusing on the image properly or whatever to get Picture Smart to read it to me or whatever. But, yep, it's a lot to go through.
I'll have to try that. A lot of images doesn't work, but you beat me to the key. I was just about to say, what about Picture Smart? I wonder if that would work. But you tried that. But, yeah, maybe that or, like, Be My Eyes or something like that. But it'd be hard to, like, worth a try, I guess.
The other thing they're doing more now are these stupid QR codes.
Yeah, I'm not sure. You know, I never did understand that a lot. You have to hold your phone a certain way, and I don't get any of that.
I did have the key. I just didn't have the key of sound. Yeah, ones I hate are the ones on TV, you're watching something. Not that there's many things on there I would want, but, you know, you're watching a commercial and just scan the QR code. It's like, yeah, because we all have our phone in our hand ready to scan codes on the TV. And I don't know if you could do it from, you know, 12 feet away off on the couch.
Well, I know when I had it look at my TV for my Roku stick, I was sitting a good distance away, and the camera picked it up with the Seeing AI short text. But QR codes, because they're in a certain part of the screen, I think, and I see them on our local TV news. You know, if you want to know more about something that they've covered on the news, scan the QR code. I would have no idea of where to, and I don't know that they stay up on the screen all that long. I'm not sure.
And where on the screen would they put it? The lower right, upper left? You know, I don't know. It's getting, the more technology advances, the more I feel like we're still in the dark ages, so to speak.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, they're trying. I'll tell you, I would hate to be people that write accessibility technology, because I would imagine that they're running to catch up so fiercely because it advances so quickly. And I just admire those people that do it, I'll tell you.
Well, I attended a thing the other day from ACB Community on the fact that more companies want to use these overlays for their websites. They just think it's a lot quicker to throw that in there and call it accessible than it is to actually do some of the work with the guidelines for accessibility for websites. And it was quite a discussion about the fact that more companies are starting to use these, and that you need to say they're not what they're, you know, what they're supposed to be. They don't really help that much.
Yeah, they're always trying to take the easy way out. Anybody have anything else they'd like to bring up? Hank, did you do any more research on that Google AI studio?
I did not. Like I said, I was on the phone for over an hour with my cable company trying to fix my voicemail or get it running. What else? Create an account. I never did that, so I could check. And yeah, they're charging me a lot more than what I had signed up for. So I might be looking to switch back to my old cable company. Hopefully they'll give me a deal, because I'm basically paying what I was paying with the other company. And the whole reason I switched was to save money.
Well, if you can kind of let us in on what you sort of went into it earlier, but if you can go into what it's supposed to do, kind of give us an idea.
What's called Google AI Studio. It uses AI, but with your camera on your phone or the Google Glasses, I believe. I'm not sure if you could use like, say, the Meta Glasses or anything like that yet. It's like Be My Eyes, but it's like what Be My Eyes say they're gonna be. It uses live video, not caption. That's not the word I'm looking for, but just your camera in real time. You don't have to take a picture. So the guy's like, you know, what's that building across the lake? And it says it looks like a stadium or, then I think he gave more information about where he was. And then it was saying, oh, I think it's the Pittsburgh something, something arena, you know, host a team, this and that. And then he was looking at different things and he's walking, what's that to my right? And it would describe a car or something. But, you know, he's walking around and just asking it questions. And all in, like I said, real time.
I bet something like that would really burn your battery down. Is this an app?
Yeah, it's an app. I think you can get it on your computer. I don't know how you would use it on your computer, but it's basically an AI. It probably does basically what the Meta glasses do, because that one, I think sometimes it takes a picture, sometimes it just looks. No, that one might take pictures. I think that's supposed to go in real time, too. But that one, you just say Meta, what's in front of me, or and stuff like that. But I can't wait till some of these catch up and are. Not catch up, but get to the point where, yeah, you could do it in real time. And I'm assuming it would kill your battery.
Is there a cost for it?
From what I saw, no. There's no cost involved, but I have not really looked into it. Just a buddy of mine mentioned it to me, sent me a link. I had clicked on and that's the thing I was watching, the guy walking around. So it wasn't, I think it was like a YouTube link. Talking about it, and then I did a little research earlier today, but not long, and I didn't see anything about buying or purchasing.
So I wonder if this is just a concept of what may come to be.
I'm not sure. Sounded like it was in use. Guy was walking around using it, but I don't know if he was just demoing or trying out the prototype or something, or if he actually has it. Let me do a quick search on my app store.
Well, I know the other day ACB's A Sunday Edition had Janine Stanley from IRA and Jeff Bishop from Bits and somebody else, I think, where they were talking about all these possibilities with AI. And there were a million different AI programs, I guess you could say, like ChatGPT and some of that. And one of the questions that I ask, and I may try this, could you take like a student records a lecture, and you know, lectures are an hour, maybe an hour and a half. I recorded a meeting the other day, a state board meeting. 2.5 hours, and I've got to take notes on it, and I'm almost finished. But they said you could take that MP3 file of my recording and put it into one of those chat things, ChatGPT or whatever AI, and it would summarize it in a matter of minutes. And I may try it after I finish taking my actual notes myself and just see how accurate the thing is.
That sounds incredible.
Definitely.
So you can record any meeting that you are at, say you're a secretary, and you can send it to one of the AIs and say, I need you to write minutes on this meeting. And then, Mark?
Boy, that would be nice for the Lions.
Yeah, maybe I'll play with it. Like I say, I'm doing the actual listening to the recording myself and taking notes on it now. And it, you know, like they say, it's a summary. You know, it's not as if it's, you know, going to tell you everything word for word, but I'll be interested to see how accurate the thing actually. I don't have any of these AI things on the MP3 is on my computer, and I don't have any of them on my computer yet. But it'll be interesting to try it to see how accurate it is.
Well, if you have anything on your phone, what you can do is put it in Dropbox, and then from Dropbox you can get it on your phone.
Yeah, I have a Dropbox on my computer. I have never put Dropbox on my phone.
It's very, very handy.
And I think it's a little easier to navigate on the phone, too.
It is really easy. I have a paid account, so I use it like a little file cabinet.
Yeah, I'm subscribed as well. So I like it because you don't have as much of a capacity limitation.
Well, you know, guys might have to wait. I might have to reset my Apple password because I think I had reset it at one point and I did not write down the new one or something. But it is in the App Store, the Google AI Studio. It says in-app purchases. So I don't know if that could mean a trial or it could mean it's free, but if you want certain functions, you're going to have to pay extra.
Well, I suppose unless it was really expensive and it worked, it'd be cheaper than the Meta glasses, I guess. For people like me that would only use it every once in a while. Main thing I would use it for is like in a building, if you're trying to find like an elevator or you're trying to find a reception desk. And it, a lot of these clinics and stuff now, they don't have reception desks right as soon as you walk in anymore.
Yeah, that's the way I would use it too. Maybe to, you know, if you get out of a car or something and you to find the door. And then when you get inside to be able to, like you say, find the office or whatever that you need to go to.
I need to look into also, I know this is an iPhone thing, but that Glidance does a bunch of that stuff, which I think is great. But I think there's going to be a subscription involved with that. You got to purchase the device and subscribe.
That's not even going to be rolled out until September, right?
Yeah, I don't think so. Not till September. Well, I heard this year, but I haven't looked into it. I haven't even registered to be kept up. Some people are pre-ordering, but that thing seems pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. If you're going to be doing a lot of traveling, especially, oh, my. That would be so neat.
Yeah, or even you start traveling or walking around the neighborhood and stuff because you don't have to worry as much as far as tapping and making sure that you're not going to run into anything. It's, you know, you just push and walk as fast as you want following it. I mean, you do have to pay attention. Yeah, I guess it tells you when you get to corners, you know, street corners. And, you know, so you do have to be attentive and know where you're going, but just you can move so much faster.
I was just on the App Store. I could not find the Google AI Studio.
I searched Google space AI, and then under the results, I saw Google AI Studio. So, because sometimes if you make it one word, when it's not, it won't find it. So I just did Google space AI.
Well, I did download the Gemini AI on my iPhone because on the computer, it's, you know, it's a little harder to use on the computer. So now I can create whatever I want to create on my phone, put it in send it to Dropbox, and then from there I can do the 11 Labs. Excuse me. I had to sneeze. From there, I can do the 11 Labs and put it to a voice, and it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I haven't messed around with any of that stuff. I should download the Gemini AI. But once I figure out, reset my password on Apple, I'll download the Google AI.
Well, easy way to reset your password is try to buy something, and then when you go to enter your password, you swipe over to Forgot Password, and it'll let you change it right now. That's an easy way to do it.
Oh, I'll do that right now. I thought it was going to send me a text message and all that, so I just put my phone down. But yeah, I did see that button, Forgot. So it'll let you just put in a new one right there?
Yeah.
Which is weird. you forgot your password, so we're not letting you buy this, but just click here and make a new password, and you could be anybody and have access and purchase, you know, a $100 app that the phone's owner doesn't want.
I know. I was helping a friend change her because she never could remember her password, and it was an ongoing problem. And we were on with Apple Accessibility for the longest time trying to get this done. And then I guess by accident we discovered that. She said, just try to buy it and then change it right there. It's like, wow, I can't believe it let you do it.
Are some of these AI apps like that probably... that you have to have the later model phones, like the 15 or the 16 Pro Max and stuff like that, I wonder.
I have the 14 Pro, but I don't think so. But I'm not sure either. Anybody else have anything else they'd like to bring up before the end of the hour? All right, well, this has been, you know, a small group, but I think we had a very good conversation. And, you know, sorry, Kristen, we weren't able to give you some viable solutions to your issue, but, you know, hopefully something will come along that will help you out there. I want to thank everybody for coming. We will meet again in 2 weeks. I believe that'll be February the 6th. Everybody have a wonderful afternoon.